This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The reality of this economy right now is that the devices we use are constantly asking us to share or sometimes just taking our data. And when it comes to that data, not much of it is more personal and private than our health. And yet, personal health devices and apps are a growing industry, a subset of which is targeted specifically at women, femtech. It's called. Molly McHugh wrote about it for The Ringer. Molly, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Let's do a little definition of terms here first for me, would you? Femtech, what does that encompass?
Sure. So femtech is shorthand for female technology. It's a huge market and includes everything from period tracking apps to bracelets you wear on your wrist that are sort of tracking things like your heartbeat and how well you're sleeping to determine your fertility cycles. There's lots of other stuff involved in it, but those are some of the main figures in this market.
Extremely handy information to have for users who want to have that kind of information, whether you're trying to figure out pregnancy or what have you. The really sinister question, of course, though, is that data ain't free, right?
Right. Never is. That is the trade-off every time you use any sort of personal tracking device.
Yeah. But this is especially personal. I mean, you know?
Totally. I think the reason I actually got interested in writing the story is that shortly after I got married this past summer, I immediately started getting Instagram ads for things like I should go freeze my eggs or don't I need to start tracking my cycles, which I do not. I'm not trying to get pregnant. I'm not even using any of these apps, and Facebook and Instagram have enough information about that fact that I was getting married, most likely, to start offering me these sorts of things. So it just got me wondering, if you are offering up this information, what else can they figure out about you?
They can figure out lots of stuff. There, I mean, you relayed an article by a woman who worked for the Washington Post about being targeted for ads after her child was stillborn. I mean, it was terrible.
Right. No, it's awful. And she asked a really good question, is that if they know enough to know that she should have been coming home with a child that week, they knew enough to keep offering her ads, but could they not figure out that her child had not lived? Yeah. Which is a great question, you know, like, if you can't sell to me, am I worth anything? The other part of it is that, is it suggesting to people what you should be doing with your life? If I'm in my 20s and I start seeing these ads because I use a period tracking app, does it tell me, like, oh, maybe I should get pregnant when maybe I don't want to, or there are other options in my life? So there's a lot of questions that this brings up.
Right. It's the subliminal messaging. Here's the deal, though. It's not like these devices and this data are going to go away.
No, they're not. That's exactly right. Yeah. You know, there are better health outcomes that can happen from using these things. I talked to some people who pointed out that women are not diagnosed with heart disease as often as they should be. And if we can use things like Apple's new watch with its EKG features to find that out, then that's absolutely promising. But that then just leads you to start understanding how important federal regulations are to these devices.
So ordinarily, I wouldn't ask this personal a question, but since you related your own story, let me ask you this. If you decide you're ready to start a family, would you use one of these apps and then pay the price, using you as a proxy for, you know, women writ large?
Oh, that's such a hard and great question. I am very interested in tracking my health and you know, having the best health outcomes. So unfortunately, I think my answer is I would probably use them and then feel a little bit bad about it. I think the best case scenario is that federal regulations do come through for a lot of these things, which would then require them to have much stricter privacy policies. Mm. And I would feel a lot better about using them.
Molly McHugh writes for The Ringer, most recently about femtech. Molly, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.